The True Vine Charismatic Church International presents our weekly audio podcast with Reverend Tete Jangma. Let this message fill you with the Word of God.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for this hour of the Word, whereby your grace, we will combine your Word and the Spirit. We ask for grace, for understanding, for insight, for revelation and for divine disclosure. Release your word into our spirits. Load our spirits, O God, and our inner man with your power. Let grace to transform and change our circumstances be our portion. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Shout amen. Put your hands together. Tonight I'm speaking on the topic, receiving strength at the place of birth. Receiving strength at the place of birth. And our text is 2 Kings chapter 19. 2 Kings chapter 19, it says, and it came to pass when the king Hezekiah heard it, he rent his clothes and covered himself with sackcloth and went into the house of the Lord, and he sent Eliakim, which was over the household, and Shebna the scribe and the elders of the priest, covered with sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amos. Verse 3. And they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah, this is a day of trouble, and a day of rebuke, and of blasphemy. For the children are come to the birth, but there is no strength to bring forth. Verse 4. It may be that the Lord thy God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the Assyrian king his master has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of the king Hezekiah came to Isaiah, and Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say unto the master, thus the Lord be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard, and which thy servants the king of Assyria have blasphemed. For behold, I will send a blast upon him, and he shall hear a rumor, and shall return unto his own land, and I'll cause him to fall by the sword on his own hand. Amen. Are you there in the house of the Lord? Verse 8. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. And it goes on and on and on. So tonight I'm speaking on the topic, receiving strength at the place of birth. Can I prophesy to you, tonight you will receive the fullness of strength. In any place that you are lacking strength, God will bring assistance to you. In the name of Jesus Christ. This story relates to Judah. Judah was at that time headed by Hezekiah, and they were occupying Jerusalem after David had made it the capital of Israel. While Judah was there, they got confronted by some enemies, a group of Assyrians headed by their leader, the Sennacherib. These Assyrians came openly and very defiantly against the armies of the living God. They came bragging and boasting that other nations that they encountered had fallen before them. They had defeated over 10 nations, and Israel was the next in line. Can I prophesy to you? If you are even the next in line, you are next in line for a blessing. You are not next in line for a destruction. Can I hear a better amen? So this Assyrian said that Israel was next in line for destruction. And they came threatening and defying the armies of the living God. They threatened Israel, or Judah rather, and asked Judah to surrender. Otherwise, the consequences will be grave. Stating that the gods of the other kingdoms could not deliver their people from their attacks. And that Hezekiah should not conceive the idea that Yahweh would deliver him and his people from the hands of the Assyrians. Now the question is that the Sennacherib wanted to take over Jerusalem. It was a strategic location. He wanted to conquer Israel. There was such a desire, an insatiable desire in him to conquer. He had to battle at the Babylonian kingdom. And he was moving from stage to stage and had come to Judah. But the question we may ask was, why was Judah in this state? Why was Judah in this situation that Hezekiah was describing as a day of trouble and a day of darkness and a day of gloom? Judah had failed to honor the word of God. Judah had failed to honor the covenant of the living God. Judah had failed to follow after the precepts of the Most High God. They had deviated from the path of God. They were doing their own thing. And worst of all, they had gone into worshiping idols. So they were bowing down to foreign gods. And countless times God would send prophets to warn them, but they would not hearken to the word of God. They were rebellious, and they were living as if they were independent of God, and God was not pleased with them. So along the stage, God would allow the Assyrians to come and attack them to teach them a lesson. But thank God that Judah had a leader who feared God. And Hezekiah had walked in the ways of the Most High God. And therefore, at the time that the Sennacherib and the Assyrians came with the idea of defeating Judah and colonizing them and taking over the capital, Jerusalem, and making it their new capital, Hezekiah was inclined to seek the face of God. The first time the Sennacherib came, Hezekiah and co. tried to bargain with them, and they said, I'm talking about the Sennacherib and the Assyrians, they said they wanted something to the equivalent of 11 tons of silver. I mean, 1 ton is a lot. Where are you going to pass to get 11 tons? And then they wanted 1 ton of gold. That is a lot. A small piece of gold sells for so much. How much more a ton that will fill a whole articulated truck? So what happened was that, in spite of the fact that there is a car and co. did a bargain, it didn't please the Sennacherib. And then they insisted and pressed on having what they wanted. So now the thing had gotten to a stage that the Sennacherib had written a letter detailing exactly what they were going to do, a letter of blasphemy, despising Jehovah, and saying that Israel's God was not God, and that Judah's God will fall flat in the face of Assyria. Now, when Hezekiah heard this and received the letter, he was displeased about how the enemies will speak against their God. So the Bible says that in repentance, they had all this sackcloth and they stayed before God in fastings and prayer, humbling themselves and seeking the face of God. Can I hear an amen? Hezekiah went before God to plead for mercy. He said, as for Judah, they have offended you. As for Judah, they have not complied with the word of God. As for Judah, they have gone their own way and therefore they deserve to be judged. But looking at the words of the Sennacherib, it goes beyond Judah. Now those words have touched you. Are you hearing me? Can I tell you this? Because you are the apple of God's eye, anything that touches you has indirectly touched God. So Hezekiah was pleading at the mercy seat and he was bargaining with God that Judah had failed. But look down with your eyes of mercy and have compassion on the people of God. Don't deal with them according to the multitude of their sins, but deal with them according to their love. But beyond that, look at what the Sennacherib has said. Look at what the Assyrians have boasted about, that the God of Judah was nothing and that he will fall like the gods of the other nations had fallen. So in the course of prayer, Hezekiah will send some people to the prophet Isaiah. Isaiah was then dwelling in Jerusalem. I like such prophets who keep quiet when things are happening. Are you getting me? Isaiah could have started talking quickly, but I believe he was seeking the face of God on behalf of the nation. So when the servants of Hezekiah arrived in his place, he began to prophesy to them. Oh, is somebody hearing what I'm saying? And that's exactly what we read from 2 Kings chapter 19. And Isaiah sent back a word and said, go and tell Hezekiah. But before I read what Isaiah said, I'd like us to capture verse 3 of 2 Kings 19 about how Hezekiah captured the problem that they were facing. Look at verse 3. And verse 3 is where we derive the title of tonight's message. Verse 3 says, and they said unto him, thus saith Hezekiah. Now these were the words of Hezekiah. This day is a day of trouble, a day of rebuke, and a day of blasphemy. For the children are come to birth, but there is no strength to bring forth. A day of trouble, a day of rebuke, and a day of blasphemy. A day of trouble for Israel, sorry, Judah. A day of rebuke for Judah, and a day of blasphemy against the Most High God, which was being done by the Assyrians. And he said, for your children have come to birth, but they have no strength to deliver. You know what Hezekiah was saying? He was saying that looking at the might of the Assyrian army and looking at the current poor state of Judah, who had rebelled against God and had not followed after his commandments and have not honored his precepts, he said they were nothing. They were like a people who were in the labor ward and had come to the place of birth, but they had no strength to deliver. In other words, Hezekiah was acknowledging that if we went into battle against the Assyrians in the state in which we were or we are, we would definitely be defeated because we haven't got the strength and the might to face them. Can I hear an amen? I want you to know victory comes from the Lord. Somebody should be clapping. Victory comes from the Lord. So when the word came to Isaiah, Isaiah began to prophesy. So if you go back to 2 Kings 19, from verse 4, it says, it may be that the Lord our God will hear all the words of Rabshakeh, whom the king of Assyria, his master, has sent to reproach the living God, and will reprove the words which the Lord thy God hath heard. Wherefore lift up thy prayer for the remnant that are left. So the servants of the king came to Isaiah. Now verse 6, Isaiah begins to talk. And Isaiah said unto them, thus shall ye say to your master, thus saith the Lord, number one, be not afraid of the words which thou hast heard. These words had been uttered by the Sennacherib, the leader of the Assyrian army, with which the servants of the king of Assyria have blasphemed me. Number 2, verse 7, Isaiah said, behold, I will send a blast upon him. In other words, I will send a type of news, a type of trouble, to divert his attention from you, and he shall hear a rumor, and he shall return to his own land, and I will cause him to fall by the sword in his own land. So Rabshakeh returned and found the king of Assyria warring against Libna, for he had heard that he was departed from Lachish. So Isaiah said, don't be afraid. Tell the next person, don't be afraid. Tell the next person, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid by reason of the words that the enemy is uttering. Don't be afraid by the reason of the words that the Sennacherib is uttering. Don't be afraid of the things that the devil is speaking to you about in your dreams and in the daytime, that he will destroy you before your time, that he will wipe your future away and distort your destiny. Don't be afraid. And if you believe that, can you put your hands together, somebody? Then he said that I will send a blast, for he will hear a rumor back home that there is trouble that he must go and attend to. And by that I will take his attention completely from you and take him back. So when the Sennacherib went, he went into another battle, and it didn't work out for him. And the Bible says he went to live in Nineveh. At Nineveh, two of his own sons will go and attack him, and they will kill him. I'm talking about two sons of the Sennacherib. They would go and attack their father. They will kill him, and thus would the total prophecy of Isaiah be fulfilled. That not only will he send the Sennacherib away, and not only will it cause him to be defeated, but it will cause this man to be killed by his own people. Can you clap for the Lord? I want you to know we are in the place of birth, and we must give birth, because our time of delivery has come. Can I hear an amen? Our time of giving birth has come. The child in the womb is the dream. The child in the womb is the purpose of God. The child in the womb is the destiny that God has for you. There is a time of incubation in the womb, but there is another time for delivery of the child out of the womb. And I want you to know tonight, you are in the birthplace. and you will see your baby before you leave here. Can I hear a solid amen? You will see the answer. You will see the solution. You will taste the sweetness of victory. Your mouth will be filled with songs of Zion. God will lift you out of the miry clay and put your feet on the high ground. He will put a song in your mouth, and he will sing the songs of rejoicing and the songs of Zion. I declare we are in the place of birth. And where we lack strength, we are beseeching Jehovah to come upon the people. Can I hear an amen? The saddest thing is to prepare very well for an exam, and when you get there, you start panicking. When you get there, you get a blank-mindedness. When you get there, you read through the questions, and it's as if your understanding has flown away. I declare that shall not happen to you. Whatever exam, whether spiritual or natural, by the grace of God, you will be empowered to go through and to pass successfully. Can I hear an amen in the name of Jesus Christ? I declare you shall not be weak, and you shall not be found wanting. You shall not get to the place where you don't know what to do, and you will not be overwhelmed by your enemies, sir. But as you call upon the name of the Most High God, in spite of the fact that you have been outnumbered by the Assyrians, there is Jehovah on your side. And Jehovah is the one that brings the victory. He will be the one that will bring strength and might to you. And he will give you the upper hand over your enemies, sir. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your defeat be turned into victory. May your failure be turned into success. I didn't hear an amen. May your liabilities be turned into assets. May your reproach be turned into glory in the name of Jesus Christ. And may your poverty be turned into wealth and riches. God is about turning the tide. God is about moving to favor the household of God. The weak shall suddenly become stronger. The children of God shall become mentally stronger. They'll be well focused. They will not be worried and bothered in their minds. The children of God shall be emotionally stronger. They will not be worried. They will not bow down in defeat. They will not be fearful. And they will not give up before the time. I want you to know God is bringing strength in the physical. In the physical, you are going to be stronger. Your body is not going to fail. When you need your body to work, it will work. It will work at age 20. It will work at age 32. It will work at age 47. It will work at age 59. It will work at age 62. It will work at age 70 something. It will work at age 88. It will work into the 90s. Whatever strength you need, I release to you. Whether it's the strength of wisdom and the strength of supernatural understanding, I release to you in the name of Jesus. In any previous battle that you lost, I declare today your enemies will take to flight. Your enemies will begin to run away. They will leave you with a clean pair of heels. You will see the backside of the enemy, because courage is coming into your heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, may God anoint you like he did for David when he faced Goliath. May strength come upon you. I'm calling upon strength over your family, strength over your marriage. that if there were any cracks in your marriage, the Lord will mend your marriage and your relationships. May peace come into your relationships. May order come into your relationship. May the glory of God settle in your relationship. I call for the grace of God to fall upon your work life, upon your work career, and upon your academic life. I declare anything that has slowed you down shall be taken away, and the strength of God to bring pace and acceleration and speed into your life shall begin to happen. In the name of Jesus Christ, your weakness will flee. May your weakness leave your body. You wake up in the morning and you are feeling weak. I rebuke it. You sleep in the night and it's as if some people are chasing you. I rebuke it. In the name of Jesus Christ, may your heart receive strength. May your heart be in the pumping factory of your body. May your arteries receive strength. May your veins receive strength. May proper pressure be built in your body, not evil pressure. In the name of your blood pressure, may it normalize. Your heart will not fail. It will carry you throughout your life. I forbid heart attacks. I forbid any clogging in your heart. I forbid any kind of thing that limits and causes your heart to malfunction. We arrest the powers of darkness. And I say receive strength for your heart right now. I prophesy your lungs shall not collapse and your lungs shall not be weak, but your lungs shall be stronger from day to day. The capacity to be elastic and flexible, your lungs shall be so. Nothing will happen that will harden your lung so that it will lose its flexibility. Your lungs are designed by God to have maximum flexibility and to work on your behalf. I speak to your lungs that your breathing shall improve. I rebuke any asthmatic attacks. I rebuke any breathing challenges that are in your life. Can I speak even to your liver and declare that the liver was made to purify the blood? Under no circumstances will your liver fail to purify blood and to store the materials that you need against the lean season. May your liver function. May your liver work very well. May nothing compromise the ability and the functioning of your liver. I speak to your liver in the name of Jesus. May the space in it not be clogged, but may there be flow. May there be easy flow. May that channel end flow in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I speak to your liver. I speak to your liver and I declare it shall work well in the name of Jesus. I speak in the name of Jesus to your kidneys. Your kidneys are purified. Your system and take out that which is filthy out of the fluid that you drink. I declare that the kidneys function to purify your system and to bring out the various acidic materials that you don't need. May your kidney work very well. Nothing shall affect your kidney and destroy your kidney. I speak to your large and small intestines. They will not fail in their digestion. I forbid any kind of intestinal obstruction. Intestinal obstruction, I stop it from any member of the church and from any persons that are listening to us online. I declare you will not suffer any kind of what the medical folks call adhesion. There shall be no evil adhesion around the area of your large and small intestines in the name of Jesus Christ. No cancer shall affect your colon and no cancer shall affect affect any part of your body. I speak in the name of Jesus. May your feet that have become weak and wobbly, may they be strengthened. May your feet be strengthened. May your knees be strengthened. May your ankles be strengthened. May the swelling in the joints of your body disappear. May the pain disappear. May arthritis disappear. May rheumatoid arthritis that is creeping in and bringing stiffness into your joints, I rebuke it and command flexibility in your joints by the power of God. In the name of Jesus, I declare that excess sugar shall not gather in your body. By the way God designed it, that excess sugar shall be catered for and utilized by the body, that it doesn't unnecessarily pour into the bloodstream to give you either high sugar level. I speak to your body that may your body produce every right material that will nullify the sugar and keep it at the level of optimum. I speak in the name of Jesus Christ that your body will not lack any hormone that you will need in any part of your body for fertility. I speak to your thyroid glands. I speak to your womb and to your cervix. I speak to your birth part and your birth canal. I speak to the ovaries and I speak to the fallopian tubes and I command that they be flushed. May they be flushed. May they be flushed. May God bring strength to the womb of that who is expecting the fruit of the womb. May strength come upon the spermatozoa. I command strength in the time of weakness. In the name of Jesus, we receive the miracle of the strength of God, that when the womb shall embrace the seed, the womb shall be able to close until the time of life. You will not lose your young prematurely. You will not miscarry. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh come on, Masokataya. You will not lose your young. Your children will not lose your young. They are younger. May God bless your water and may God bless your bread. That barrenness shall be taken out of the midst of your family and out of the midst of the church. We declare none shall be barren. None shall be barren in the household of God. We make a declaration, a definite declaration in the power of God, that none shall be barren. And the married that are looking for children shall not be childless. For saith your word that the mother, the woman who had no children shall become the mother of many and shall be rejoicing. Let your word come to pass. May we not bring forth children and grandchildren and great grandchildren who are weaklings. May they not be weaklings. May they not be sick all the time. But may God's hand rest upon our children and exempt them from destruction and preserve their lives. May our children be covered by the blood of Jesus. May the grandchildren be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, strengthen your people that they will find their marriage partner. Strengthen them, oh God, that they will receive the miracle of a husband and of a wife, that they will separate in a lovely matrimony of God. In the name of Jesus Christ, to be blessed with children like the only one about your table, like the arrows in the quiver that will meet the enemy at the gate. I declare children are a gift from God, and we plead with you, Jehovah, release the children. Lord, and to your people, let none cry, let none wait too long, for the time has come, and now is the time that we declare that we have come to the place of birth, and we need strength. May you strengthen us, may you fortify us with your presence, may you enhance us, in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare, oh God, that none shall go to the labor ward and not have children. The things that we have conceived supernaturally, the dreams and the things you have revealed to us, that we are hoping and trusting you for, to come to pass. Let them be birthed today. Let them be birthed today. We give birth, oh God, to industries, to educational institutions, to ministries, to new jobs and promotions. We give birth, oh God. Can I hear an amen? We give birth, oh God, to financial breakthroughs and material breakthroughs and doors and opportunities opening by the Spirit of the Most High God. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray? Because it's your time to give birth. You have come to the place of birth, but God is about to strengthen you. In your weakness, you will receive strength. You will not leave here the same way you came, but you will leave here better. You will feel the strength of God coming upon you like something who would go to the city of the enemies, and he will plug the gates out of the wall and lift it high above his head and climb the mountain and move 3 miles away and dump the gates over there. May your strength exceed the normal strength. May your strength exceed even your age. May your strength surprise you and surprise the people that are around you. May you have strength that will make you look like half your age. May you have beauty and glory that will make you look like half your age. Whatever years you have lost, may God make you have it. I command speedy miracles. I command divine interventions in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. And after Isaiah prophesied, one of the interesting things is that that night when the king of Assyria and his army had lodged somewhere threatening Israel, God said, I will deal with these people. And you know what God did? He sent one angel, one mighty angel. Tonight I ask for the angel that is assigned to you to be on duty, to be on guard in your life, to support you. The Bible says we have angels who are ministering spirit, who are sent to help us. And the Bible says the angels work at the command of the word of God. Is somebody hearing me? And one angel was sent that night to deal with the Assyrian army and the way they were despising the Most High God and blaspheming against the Lord and saying that Judah will fall to them like one of the other nations and that Yahweh cannot deliver them. My God, how long will you wait for the people to dishonor your people using witchcraft and the occult? Arise, that our enemies shall be scattered. Jehovah, arise on our behalf. Arise with shield and buckler in the name of Jesus, and take the battle, O Lord, to the territory of the enemy. Jehovah, take the battle. Take the battle to the territory of the enemy. That night, one angel, the Bible says, slew 185,000. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 185,000 Assyrians were slain by one angel in the name of Jesus Christ. Tonight I see the angel of God release into your lineage, release into your family house, release into your nuclear family. Angel of God, release to your place of work to fight on your behalf, into the marketplace to fight on your behalf, into your academic institution to fight on your behalf. One angel slew 185,000 people tonight. May the demons that have organized themselves and sought to fight your family be brought to nothing. Lift up your voice. It's a time of battle. It's a time of war. It's a time of delivery. And we are at the labor ward. We will give birth. Our children will do well. They'll be highly intelligent. They'll be full of humility. Our children will be full of service. Our children will love God. They'll be committed to the Lord. The word of God shall not depart from our mouth, neither from the mouth of our children, nor our children's children. And it shall continue unabated in our family. Our children shall not be small. The seed of greatness in them shall be watered by the Most High God, in the name of Jesus. Our children shall clear every academic hurdle. Empower them, O Lord. If they don't understand the English language, help them open their minds. If they don't understand mathematics, if they don't understand general science or integrated science, open thou their minds in the name of Jesus. If they don't understand the history and the geography, and they don't understand the basic art, and they don't understand all the other subjects, including religious studies, open their mind, open their mind in the university, open their mind, help them capture the concepts and understand them and explain and articulate on paper. Grant them grace that before they finish school, jobs will be waiting for them and employers will mark them and give them best of the portion of the land. I declare the time has come that it will put everyone that is associated with this church, every member of this church, and those that worship with us online, grant them sudden grace that in their job you will lift them higher the ladder and higher the ladder and higher the ladder. For those that need new jobs, provide it for them. Let none be discouraged and let none give up. Let none be fearful and let none again come to the place of worry and disturbance about any subject in their lives. Intervene, O God, into darkness shall not prevail above light, for the light of God shineth and darkness cannot comprehend it. In the name of Jesus, if your child is near you, lay your hands on your child and start prophesying into the life of that child. If it's your grandchild, prophesy over your grandchild. Oh, transform your people. Change your people. Grant us spiritual understanding to change our lives, that we will understand the concepts of the authority of the believer. We understand the concept of the name of Christ, of the death, of the burial, of the crucifixion, of the resurrection, and the ascension of Jesus Christ. Help us perceive our authority as believers, that we will not fall prone to the evil devices of the devil, but let the church walk in authority in the name name of Jesus, fulfilling the word of God, that prophecy shall be fulfilled, that in the last days you will bring a refreshing. You will bring a refreshing before the coming of Christ. We ask of God that let that refreshing begin to manifest. Give each and every one of us a testimony, an overwhelming testimony, a mind-blowing testimony, a testimony that will make people rise and say that this is not the doing of man, but this is the doing of the Most High God. Give us the miracle. Let us handle it within this period, within this month, before the close of the month, and in next month, let us see more. Up to the end of the year and beyond, let us see that. Hezekiah said, for your children have come to the place of birth, but they have no strength to deliver. That shall not be your portion. We receive strength. May weakness depart. May sin depart. May fall into temptations depart from you. In the name of Jesus, may you be morally strengthened. Morally strengthened to walk pure and upright in the sight of God, fulfilling the words of God. Never fall into temptation. I bless you with the blessings of the Most High God in the name of Jesus Christ. How can the Sennacherib and the Assyrians write letters and defy the name of the living God? Today we spread the letter. We spread the letter. Them that have threatened that we will die before our time, we will outlive them in the name of Jesus. We will outlive them, even if they are younger than us by 20 years. We will outlive them and outshine them, and our destiny will be fulfilled because you will lay a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Our cup will run over. Surely, certainly, doily, doily, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we will dwell in the house of God forever. I see strength coming to the church, strength to read the word, strength to pray, strength for evangelism, strength for commitment to the things of God, strength for follow-up, strength for giving and receiving, strength of God, receive strength for revelation, for insight and foresight, receive strength that will manifest like wisdom and understanding in the name of Jesus. Oh, may the angel of the Lord arise. Arise on your behalf. God sent one angel after Sennacherib boasted and said that Yahweh will fall. You can't play with our God. If they think we are disturbing their witchcraft and occult things, so they will terminate, may they be terminated quickly by the power of God. Lord, send your angel to deal with them by your power. Let them be wiped away, that our children shall live. Shandarabasia, Shandarabadua Kataya, Yabia Stelerebekia, Yabandurebekia Staya, Ayelerebekia Stelerebekia, Aya Taya Bras Telerebekia, Akaya Bras Telerebekia, Ayemianotaya Bras Telerebek Biadba, Ayuakataya Bras Telerebekia. You shall not be coming to church and be discouraged. It is not possible. It will not happen. The Spirit of God shall encourage you. You shall not be coming to church and experience consistent failures. May God arrest the failure and may God bring to pass His word. Mary said, "Be it unto me according to your word," and it was so. May it happen to you as you embrace the word, as you receive the word, as you believe the word, as you take the word, in the name of Jesus Christ. Shabia stilede bekiasta, yabia nonamo konikia, ibonini mikaya brestilede bekia, ayaba banaraba, ayaba banaraba, ayala banaraba, ayanda. That relative shall not die. I pray for that person with that heart attack. I rebuke the heart attack. I rebuke the heart attack. And I declare it shall not recur. I speak that heart attack shall not recur. May the Lord strengthen the muscles of your heart. The Lord strengthen even the valves of your heart. The tricuspid and the bicuspid. May God strengthen the altar. May He strengthen every tissue by the power of God. I speak to your veins and to your arteries and command divine flexibility to affect them. Yakataya, any plaque that has formed in your system, may God cause it to be corroded by the acid of God. May God remove the plaque as we are given wisdom to know how to apply our lives to eating well and to exercising and to resting. May none die because of heart attack. I speak to you now. May you be redeemed by the power of the blood. By the power of the blood. In the name of Jesus Christ. You will not be a casualty to accidents and to demonic incidents. You will not die in a car crash or an explosion. You will not fall into a river that is running that you cannot swim in. You will not fall into the sea that will carry you away. May the angel of God be present to deliver you at all times. May you never sink into the load of despair. May you never sink into the abyss of confusion. May you never get to the crossroads where you lack direction. May you receive direction about your career, about whom to marry, about where to stay, what land to buy, what business to pursue. May God give you direction. May the Lord strengthen your hand like He did in the time of old, that He strengthened the hand of His people to work. They say the Lord, He will strengthen us. Therefore, let us arise and build. May your hand be strengthened like Nehemiah. May your hand be strengthened. May the words of Tobiah and the others fall to the ground. May they fail. But may the prophecies of Jehovah be fulfilled in your life. May they ask that why is it that this family they live longer? May they ask that why is this family in this church they live really longer? And when you look at the number of youngsters and you look at the number of aged, it's as if the aged are living like the younger. I prosper even in their good old age. In the name of Jesus, yeah, be a stellar, lift your voice. The miracle is about manifesting. The breakthrough is about to happen. I see the heavens opened and I see a release of the Spirit. I see the grace of God falling upon your life now. I yell it be kia. Buakataya, Ibaya Kelerebeswa, Yamia Tuakataya, Brestella de Bekia, Eshaladaba.
Shalaraba. May you be financially strengthened. The capital you need, the capital injection. May you be financially strengthened. May you invest it and see much. When you invest much, may you see much more than your expectation. May none be weak and feeble, but may the testimony be that you delivered us like Israel, not just with silver and gold. Lord, we love the silver and gold, but also you delivered us by the blood of Jesus, by the incorruptible things of God. Oh, am I hearing shouts of rejoicing? Am I hearing claps of celebration? Yaba banduri bikia, yaba banduri bisaya, ayelere bikia skalara bakaya, yoma mandara masileri bikaya, yaba. Hezekiah said, "We have come to the place of birth, but we don't have strength." Today I change it, and I ask God to change your story. That you have come to the place of birth, but you will deliver successfully. I say you will deliver successfully. The angel of God is your midwife. He will deliver you. He will give you a testimony. But keep remembering God. When your testimony comes, I see doors open for you. I see doors open for you. Don't forget God. Every time He's your strength. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? The Bible says, as the year, so shall your strength be. In the name of Jesus, let our strength be enhanced. Let our strength be multiplied. Let our strength increase.